Tales from the Cryosphere.
Blindsided by something you've never seen before. That's generally what I'm going with right now. Hello, we are the Unholy Mofos. This is the Cryosphere. This week we're looking at Behind the Mask, The Rise of Leslie Vernon. This is my brother Scott's choice. Maybe he'd like to explain why.
It's Halloween time. I like watching this around Halloween time. I think everybody else likes to watch it around this time too.
Jake the Snake,
what is this
movie about?
It's about a serial killer. And you just ruined what I was going to say. I'm just going to say, I hope this ends up better than our last Cryosphere. What Cryosphere? The Evil Dead episode. What Evil Dead episode? Exactly.
You may ask, but it's out there. You gotta find it. And I'm Sean the Piper. I tend to fucking talk and never stop. So yeah, I've never seen this before. This was a movie that you guys did before my time.
And Not exactly. I think this was one of those movies you said you've seen.
What? That's like all of them.
Yeah, we know.
It's a completely different beast on the Cryosphere. I pretend like I've never seen any of these movies when I don't like them. Or maybe, you know, remember when we watched My Bloody Valentine? That was fun. Anyway, count us down.
All right, everybody get your copies ready. We'll begin this in 3, 2, 1, go.
Anchor Bay Entertainment, a Starz company. Are y'all watching? Are you seeing that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, cool. Guys, we're on the same page. There's a horse running across this green. Oh, my God. It's everyone dying. How about that scene from The Cell where that horse gets cut into multiple different pieces? That shit's fucked up.
Glen Echo Entertainment.
That's the Doppler code. Nice. We've got a hiccuping fool on the cars tonight, along with some Nike shoes.
I'm always fucking hiccuping because I've drank something before the show began. So
I like to drink things during the show's airing. You know she's a working girl because she's wearing that outfit. Katie Lang's in this movie?
Okay, the only thing I can think watching this movie, Jake, you know, the song that they use in the end?
Yeah.
With It's Always Sunny.
Scott Wilson's in this movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, so?
Zelda Rubinstein, you guys!
Oh my God, he's revealing more and more how he has never seen it.
No, it's the Cryosphere. I full on have never seen this. Which begs the question to our true listeners. During a Cryosphere, is the Piper more honest or is he really fucking trolling? We never know!
And Robert Englund.
Robert Englund? Jinx, I owe you a Coke and to pay more attention during podcasts.
Freddy Krueger himself.
Shh, we can't say that name.
What, Freddy Krueger?
Will you say it one more time and that motherfucker will show up? Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, you just can't say his name like that one guy. Oh, what's his name? Candle Jack?
Beetlejuice?
Candle Jack?
Who's Candle Jack? You've lost me.
Oh, you've obviously never watched Freakazoid.
No, I have. I absolutely have. It's the most disturbing fucking movie that I've ever seen that actually has Randy Quaid in it.
It's not. I'm not talking about a movie. I'm talking about a cartoon show from the 90s.
Not the movie Freaked with all the freak people?
No.
Oh, Freakazoid.
Yes.
No, I never got into Freakazoid. It was on the same afternoons as Animaniacs and Pinky and the Brain and shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, but there was a character named Freakazoid and, Candlejack. Basically, creepy-looking guy. Oh, there's the nightmare house.
That guy's peeing in the shrubs.
And who lives in the Freddy house? Jason. Anyway, yeah. Candlejack. Freaky-looking, scarecrow-looking guy, and you say his name, he appears.
Rabbit and Red Lounge.
Oh, so this is supposed to be a documentary on, like, you know, this is the real universe where all of these evil creatures have manifested and then they died. Now this is the next one. But I'm missing the premise here. What's happening?
No, that was pretty much it.
Ooh, pretty waterfall.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was saying all these characters take place in the same universe, and, you know, I'm pretty sure they take place in the same universe as Hatchet as well, because Leslie Vernon is mentioned briefly, and I think Hatchet too.
Leslie Vernon!
I gotta go back and freaking watch that again.
Yeah, they're on the list of movies for us to do in the future.
Yeah, that's one of those we're gonna do, like, the trilogy episodes.
No,
there's only three of them. Oh, wait, no, there's a fourth one.
Yeah, I was about to say.
I forget about that.
Yeah, it's a two-parter. Yeah.
That's how jeans used to fit women, not all the way up their ass and making them look sexy as fuck. Just comfortable.
Mom jeans.
Well, you know, they're just jeans. Yeah, mom jeans. This is fucking terrible.
It starts out really bad, but it gets better.
Well, like I see, like I talked about watching fucking particular movies where the first two acts, the acting seems terrible, but somehow you're like ready for the third act and it's amazing. Just break the glass and grab her in through the window like Freddy. Dude, wash your hands before you do anything else today.
Yeah, you know, it's a turtle's name, Church. As in Pet Cemetery Church. I'm so scared. Go away. I didn't catch the other one's name.
Zoe.
The hell do you want? Feng Shui? I don't think she knows what that means.
Anytime somebody mentions feng shui, I think about that one guy in Freddy vs. Jason. Place has nice feng shui to it. As he's trying to hit on Monica Keena. My best friend was just killed, Dad!
Anatomy. Wait, like he's reading like actual Copperfield, not like David Copperfield?
I don't know.
So he's supposed to be like a dumbass.
Sweet.
Going all Dateline on us.
Have you guys done the Portrait of a Serial Killer?
No, we have not.
Because this is like so far watered down, silly version thereof, right? That is that generally it?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Well, Portrait of a Serial Killer is not really a mockumentary.
No, but you follow your serial killer. It's from their Okay, you're right. I'm full of shit.
Being their killers, that's about as much as they have in common.
Let's go!
I can't do that movie because at one point he says, fuck the bears. And like, well, fuck you, Henry.
Well, fuck the bears. Fucking the bears. Fucking bears.
It came out right around the time they won the Super Bowl, too. It was like, respect your fucking hometown team, motherfucker.
The Bears don't win Super Bowls. Neither do the Bills. It's just.
I don't respect the Buffalo Sabres. Is that wrong?
They're doing pretty good this year, aren't they?
2-1.
Yeah, man. The other night, the wife and I went out to dinner, and there was a big old TV at the bar, and they were beating the shit out of somebody, 6-2, 7-2.
My team's 3-0.
The New York Rangers also play hockey.
Yes, they do.
I'm only saying it that way because I have no idea what else is happening. I don't have any means to watch the hockey yet.
How are the Blackhawks doing?
I don't know. Okay. I have to pull up the... I really haven't been paying attention to any of the teams.
Labyrinthine, you dumbass. I want that property. Look at that. Big old barn, fucking trails and shit. I bet she's got a creek on the property. Asshole.
If he does, I don't think we see it. Let's see. The Blackhawks are 0-1.
No. Oh. Yeah. Oh, I don't get invested in hockey too much, so I'm like, meh.
Rangers are 2-0.
Hey, the Rangers are 2-0. For now, that doesn't matter whatsoever. Talk to me in April. Talk to me in April, motherfucker. All right, get on with it, creepy dude. Do something. Do you have to go to the orchard? So, is the premise that he is a killer or that he will become a killer?
He will be becoming a serial killer.
She says, how do you do it?
Well, more of a slasher than a serial killer.
But he hasn't killed anybody yet?
No.
He reminds me very much of Todd from later seasons of Community.
They're running their ass off, and I gotta keep up with them.
God damn it, train. I want to have my doors open.
It's not like 40 degrees where you are?
Like 50. I'd keep my doors open at 40 as well. Or Iowans. 40 degrees is like nice to us.
Now, you see, we're from the Northeast, so I said it's like 40 degrees because I figured you guys are worse or used to the sunshine and the nonsense. We go to the beach at 40 degrees, yeah, fuck.
Yeah, too bad Nudie's not here so he can be like, oh, 40 degrees, I'd be freezing my ass off.
I would leave my house.
Floridians.
Southerners. Just jealous of their good weather, I guess. It's an industry term.
Look who's in the background.
A nun?
Watch you. Freddy's coming for you. I'll be right back.
I don't like this movie already. I'd like to turn it off now.
Like I said, it starts out not as good.
Who you talk? I know exactly where this is going to go, and I have no interest watching it.
What did I miss?
He's already wanting to quit.
Indulging a psychopath. What a wonderful concept.
It's satire.
It is. It's satire of our base instincts, right? This guy is no better than 10,000, maybe 50,000. He's coming out the cave with a big old club talking about mine. No. Look at me. Look at all my planning. Look at how charming I am. I'm Dennis the fucking Menace Reynolds.
God, even with my door closed, that's fucking loud.
I think it's getting louder now, somehow.
Yeah, that's what happens when you live two blocks from train tracks.
He's explaining what's going to happen in the opening scene.
Oh, I'm sorry, what? My only problem with this is that, you know, I had this idea when I was 12 years old. Like, what a great idea as a 12-year-old child. You outgrow that impetus. Somebody didn't and got a lot of people to get on board with it.
Yeah. Where the blonde chick in this movie that he's after reminds me of a blonde version of a girl I used to have a crush on.
Knew that was coming from either one of you.
That's just speaking of girls, I gotta find a appropriate GIF reaction to what the girlfriend just sent. That's all I'm saying.
All I'm saying is that this particular individual is how I describe the exorcist, the demons, right? He's his whole entire purpose is like, you know, Pennywise. I'm going to, you know, the base instinct of intelligence. I love fucking with people. This is too much though. This is are you guys tasting metal?
Nope.
Something's changing inside me. I'm having inspirational thoughts I haven't had before. I don't want to have these thoughts. I mean, Scott, we could make you famous if you just follow me around while I kill lots and lots of people. Oh no, what's happening to me? Why are we watching this movie? I've been possessed by the stupid premise of glorifying.
Okay, we get it. You're not enjoying books. I don't have to fucking say it.
Just having such a hard time not relating to this. I'm not even kidding right now. It's just that's why it's annoying to me. Like, this is too easy to relate to, and it's just fucking annoying. I would love it if everybody would follow me around. Look at how cool I am. I'm just killing people. I'm really good at it. I'm setting up all the traps. You ever play Mousetrap? I'm really good at that. I used to kill my friends when we were kids. Their parents never knew what hit them. Look, if I don't talk, if I don't say things, no one says anything. And so you make fun of me for saying something stupid. This is just, oh, look at that. We're watching a movie together. Oh, my God. It's Uncle Billy. Is he all right? He looks pretty good. I said his mentor. It says mentor.
Yeah, in a way.
annoyed with me. Just don't be annoyed with me. So when he kills his mentor later in the movie, is it a shock or is it, like, you know, obvious?
He does not kill him.
Okay. I love it when a plan comes together. She is stunning.
The one in the apron?
The one in the apron. Yes, his love interest. The hua. She comes across as, you know, very normal.
Now, I don't know if we discussed this when we originally did this movie, but there are rumors that Scott Wilson here is supposedly Billy from Black Christmas.
Oh, now I remember talking about this.
Okay, apparently we did. Yeah, so he's calmed down in his old age, I'd say.
I mean, he was a terrible psychiatrist.
Yes, he was.
A fucking awful psychiatrist.
Wasn't a very good astronaut either.
Well, he kind of got some fucking bad information from a little girl.
Yeah.
And promptly lost his mind. I do love that. I'm so glad that you brought that movie up, because The Ninth Configuration, I need to get a Blu-ray or a DVD or so. You know what, Jake? You can go ahead and buy me that for a child's rearing present or whatever it is, because that movie is fucking awesome.
It is.
Belly laughs, fucking, like, shook up, like, what's going on moments. Non-stop one-liners.
This makes me want to have a grill out on my little porch, but I don't have a grill.
My neighbors just got 2 lawn chairs and a grill exactly like that, just a normal little charcoal joint. Every time my dog goes out in the backyard, he loses his shit at the fucking chairs and the grill. I keep trying to catch it on video to make a GIF or something, because it's hilarious.
I have a George Foreman grill, but that ain't going to be the same, obviously.
Well, yeah, but that's my point, though. A grill in any form is the beginning of civilization and the best thing ever. Mad at my dog. How do you make money, motherfucker? What do you do for a living? How do you support yourselves? That's what I want to know.
That is something I kind of wish they expanded on.
Yeah, I never really thought about it.
How you made the money off of killing the people.
Well, you kill them and then you like reach into their wallet. Yoink.
Yeah, that's because it's a stadium for 20 years.
Hey, you kill enough people.
Really good.
Yeah.
And, you know, these guys are already, like, committing murders. Oh, I just noticed the Hellraiser box right there. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever noticed that before.
So, the young hot chick is with the old mentor. And you're telling me there's not some weird intrigue later where they kill him? Because they're fucking?
No.
Well, at least that's good.
But yeah, as I was saying, you know, these flashers, of course, you know, they're already committing murder, so why wouldn't they try some, like, hacking into their bank accounts and shit like that?
It's a good idea right there.
So he has killed. He has a mentor that's killed. This guy is not killed.
You gotta
win. It makes me think of a scary movie. Hell yeah, we already murdered his ass. Why not rob him too?
I will.
Hey, that's interesting. I was talking about red herrings all about throughout my last rundown.
Yeah, I'll get you editing that. I just got to Sean saying, eat a dick, David Arquette.
Eat a dick. And I do feel bad because he's a human being. And you know what? I've been watching the Stone Cold podcast from Joe Rogan. And David Arquette is still wrestling as a hardcore motherfucker, taking stupid punishment. And so he's staying with it. So I can't be too mad at him.
Yeah, he was on the AEW guys' YouTube channel not too long ago. They ended up kicking him right in the face.
Okay, so I think I'm just a mark for Dewey because that motherfucker always has me thinking, you fucking little sniveling shit. And that's his gimmick. A lot of what we use is CGI. All right, I should go. So I'm gonna turn my tablet and continue to talk to you guys. Why do I recognize the little strawberry blonde girl?
Oh, she's one of the sisters from Home Alone.
There you go. She has aged very well. If my son's a ginger, I'll be so proud.
Librarian.
But there's a difficult period in every human being's life, and the ginger period is longer.
I have a fucking awkward ginger beard. You look weird.
What'd you say?
I have a ginger beard.
You have ginger hair in your beard.
Yeah. I didn't know the proper term for it.
So I have a red hair.
I have red hair in my beard.
He's like a little monkey. There's a headless child coming at you. Look out.
Kiss me, fat boy.
The soul patch is the most disturbing aspect of that dude's face. Along with a huge forehead.
Yeah, that is a very intimidating forehead.
I'm sorry, Scott. You know me, man. I look at a bully. I see it. I smell a bully. I fucking want to punch a bully in the face. The entire premise of this fucking movie is against me. He's a bully, dude. He's a fucking base stimulus little bastard man. Dennis is a bastard man.
Dennis is a bastard man. I definitely wrote that.
He's even holding his arms out like, look at me, I'm Jesus. This is, you know, this is all pretty well researched as far as the psychosis goes. John Milton. I prefer Dante Alighieri. You know, I like it. That book about hell better than the John Milton. The John Milton book is just a rambling case of bullshit, you know. But Dante? Dante, they made a fun game out of that shit. The Inferno? No, nobody? All right, you guys are the best.
Good luck.
Like, who was the first vampire?
Vlad.
Okay, minimal, but there was a response there. Scott don't even know. You're right. I can never say anything because nobody cares what I say. And I know that's supposed to be my job on the podcast, guys, but I miss talking to you and you don't care about me. What the fuck?
I answered. I gave an answer.
I think he was looking for me to answer, and I think he thinks I'm ignoring him.
Why is Scott ignoring me, Jake?
Not wrong in a sense. Back to real movie.
Oh my God! It's the Rubenstein.
This house is clean.
Now, when you see Ms. Rubens, do you think grandma, aunt, mother? It's one of those three.
Grandma?
Well, this one.
Maybe aunt? I don't know.
She's just got, she's like that creepy family figure that you don't really talk about, but oh, she's the, hi, we need to be really nice because she has tarot cards. Let's all relax around Aunt Zelda.
Do you know the story of how Mrs. Cobb?
Oh, goodness. Everybody knows about.
Damn, now I remember you guys running this movie down. I was sleeping. I fell asleep several times.
Here we are. Confession hour.
Gotta love
Is that
it.
Busy Phillips? No, it's not, but it looks like her. She got weird little facial expressions like her.
They were straight.
Worst threesome ever.
What is?
Those two and you, or me, or anybody. Like, you feel really bad because all of your attention is on the young lady, and like, Zelda's getting nothing, and then, like, you're both realizing it, and you're like, well, shit, should we give her some attention?
No, worst threesome is Gilbert Godfrey, Fran Drescher, and Sam Kinison come back from the dead.
I think they would have a ball, but you're right. No one would want to be anywhere near it. No one would want to be within earshot.
Hard to play from there.
And the crimes were...
She is so beautiful and wonderful. Look at her. She's so cute. There's something about Zelda. She's just so cute saying scary shit.
She's like one of those people that I'd like to, you know, sit down and talk to for 10 minutes.
No, you can't now, but...
Well, I know, I'm saying. You know, like one of those, like, if you had the chance to, you know, with anybody.
Yeah, that's one of those go-to essay questions from, like, colleges and jobs and shit.
No more. It ends here.
Wait. Wait, he killed her? I thought, like, he went up to the killer and didn't.
No, he right. pulled the thing up.
Vampire Slayer, here we go. One of our cameramen got shot.
Did you get that? You got it? You got the guy coming out? No, but you got the guy, right? You got the guy? We got an A-head!
It's a guy that wants to kill you because you're the white whale.
Wearing a vest.
Did
you say Doc Halloran?
Yes. Yep. Well, they called him Doc Halloran.
Now I just want to hear... Robert Englund saying, I shot him 6 times!
Well, I'm sure it'd be more, I shot the bitch 3 times. That bitch got shot 3 more times. I shot that bitch 3 times!
Next time you see him at a convention, you gotta ask him to do it.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I've already seen the guy twice, so.
Bitch!
I'm Scary Jerry, bitch!
Oh, bitch!
Last time I saw the episode, I was like high as shit, and Scary Terry's really fucking scary when you're high as shit. Just the way he's drawn, and yeah.
Everything about him is a little, yeah, lizardine. Lizarding? Lizard-like. Reptilian, there it is. Todd. Shut up, Todd.
Todd
likes her ass.
Yeah, apparently so.
You're on candid camera.
Yes, thank you. She does not look like she's in the right state of mind.
So this could be subtitled "The Creation of Another Serial Killer," because homegirl's really enjoying herself.
Oh boy.
Fancy pants. I love your tie. Why are you wearing a sweater, a shirt, a vest?
Probably really cold.
Sweetie, why are you wearing gloves inside? Honey, darling. Just all the emasculating words.
Why are you not wearing gloves? She's holding that fucking pot.
Yeah, you saw that too, right? Like, this is clearly not hot coffee.
I don't want that coffee.
Unless she's numb inside, you know?
Yeah, I mean...
No, that's just...
It just doesn't feel the pain.
I mean, hey, she just saw somebody die last night, so...
Pearls of wisdom and shit, man. Be afraid. Be very afraid. I've had friends who are sociopathic, maybe a friend, and they can be terrifying. You know, you got to always know where your weapons are at. And, like, I'm talking, like, that scene in fucking The Office. Chair, table leg, Jim's leg.
Good old Leslie Mancuso.
Named after Frank Mancuso, producer of Friday the 13th.
You know, and who are you really?
It's Thursday the 12th, all right? What, you think okay. So sick of that. That's when the Declaration of Independence was signed. It wasn't Friday the 13th, it was Thursday. Oh, he's getting serious now. How many guys are standing next to him? There's a cameraman and a producer. Get your shit together and help her. Oh, no, they're already mesmerized by him.
They're not mesmerized, they're scared.
Dude. They're obsessed with it. Every time he said something cool, they're like, oh, look at the ground. Oh, I know what he's talking about. Oh, he's so cool. They're mesmerized. Mesmerized, terrified, you know, not too far different. Not too separately removed. That doesn't make sense. From the beginning, it's about him. He's a selfish made man.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you a question. I understand that people say the world does not revolve around you, but your sense of self has evolved around you. Your sense of the world, everything that is your being, has evolved around your sense of self. So how can the world not revolve around you? That's why these movies can be interesting, because every human being is selfish. Every single human being is narcissistic to some degree.
Next, either stay or go. What are we going to do?
Should I stay or should I go now?
There's Doug, there's Todd, there's two dudes. They could have overpowered that little scrawny fuckwit. And he is. He's a fuckwit. He's not anything too clever yet. I mean, if I were to become a serial killer, I think my brain would have split to create some alter ego that would create underground, you know, fisticuff organizations, shall we call them, where I would then organize further recruits to engage in mischief and mayhem. I may be gay for myself.
Oh.
You never caught that in Fight Club? The entire premise is that, you know, most dudes are in love with themselves, and you need to get over yourself to move on.
I'd fuck me. I'd fuck me hard.
See? See? It might not even be that they're mesmerized by him. They're just they're obsessed with what's going on. These guys are all sick fucking losers.
Yeah, fuck off, bastards.
Gosh, this movie moves quicker than I remembered.
You want to keep your eye. Yeah, it's pretty quick. It's like once the action starts going, it's like when it goes fast.
I mean, let's see, we're probably at, what, 40 minutes right now?
In the movie?
Yeah.
41 minutes and 3, 4, 5 seconds, you genius.
I'm at 41:20.
So close to 4:20.
Well, yeah, if anybody gets away, then you don't kill anybody, you fucking idiot.
Mess that one up. Break down. It's real.
Little creepy doll.
My staging area.
I'm going
to wait here for.
Situation. Well, maybe I can't reopen my door. It looks like it's going to rain.
Stage the area. Make it look like they're sleeping.
You can tell that in the dark?
Well, I see the lightning.
That would make more sense.
Yepers.
He's so much. This is Dennis Reynolds. Everything he's doing is wonderfully like Dennis. The way he looks at it when he pushes the button is so comical. He's wearing Dennis's clothing.
Yeah, just think of this as Dennis Reynolds making a horror movie.
Yeah, that needs to be an episode right there.
Dennis Reynolds, serial killer.
Oh, hey! Oh, hey, Dennis, I look fun! Hey, can I join in? No, Charlie, I work alone. Oh, hey, I want to join. Oh, that's a terrible Danny DeVito. Never mind.
Raging sack of hormones, man! Look at all these jars of pot, baby. You want to get high?
This goddamn hormones, man.
Boobies. Boobies. Those really large nipples.
I was about to say, yeah.
Nipples are fucking enormous.
That's my cue to split
them up. And since we don't see the face in those shots, I doubt those are that chick's titties. It's always the rule of thumb with, breastuses in the movies, man. You don't see a face in it. It's stunt titties.
Is he barefoot? Looks like it.
Gets it with a post hole digger.
I actually want to go back and listen to the episode, see how Sean bullshitted his way through it.
I'm pretty good at that. It's at this moment that I said something that you thought that made me think that I had seen the movie.
It's the first sign of a power.
Like Jared on Time After Time. He was like, I always went second with my thought so I could just repeat what everybody else said.
Time after... No, I always have my own thoughts. Sometimes it's complete bullshit. And you're like, what are you talking about? And then I'm like, oh shit, was I caught? No! God damn it, Scott, why'd you have to choose this one? Now it's going to take me weeks to create credibility again.
You never had it in the first place.
What credibility? We are the one holy mofos.
That's so great. You can make up for doing Donnie Darko.
What?
What?
I gotta take notes on Donnie Darko?
Yeah.
Be my grand farewell show. And don't come back, sir. We're done with you now. We've gotten all we need.
Yeah, I gotta write notes on Jacob's letter. I can't imagine how that's going to be.
It's going to be nonlinear. Yeah, you're a magician. Remember Copperfield and all that shit? It's all illusions.
Yep.
You're setting up for nothing. It's like the demons and the devils and the whatnot. You know that you have no power. If you're in on the joke, then he's a fucking nobody.
Right up front. There are 11 exits. Another.
See, when I was a kid, I used to do that too. I go to a sleepover, I'd be at my, like, I knew every single exit. And I used to think, why do I know that? Oh, yeah. Because sons of bitches, like, they're these motherfuckers out there. You got to know and defend yourself and your family, people. Why are you making me watch this, Scott?
Preparation?
We're now why I kayfabe didn't watch this. Kayfabe.
Is that related to K-Fed?
No, no, no. It's K-Fabe. I'm pretending that I've never seen this. I'm continuing the illusion. It's K-Fabe. He needs to mow his fucking lawn.
It's not his yard.
But not Gilly Sudan.
Yeah, maybe he is there. Yeah.
I know he was barefoot in the library, but...
Yeah, it's a dark, stormy night. Perfect time to be watching movies like this.
Mm. Were they all just super fucked up?
Pretty much.
You guys, we're in a car. He's got a fucking side. Where are you going? Guys, everybody chill. He's got a scythe, we're in a car.
It's like a...
Oh, he's a super stone, alright, yeah.
It's reminding me of those fucking Geico commercials.
Open the door with some force. There's no way he's... No, he's not that strong. His hand wouldn't have done that. Good kill, though.
We're getting down to the end now.
Is there a sequel to this?
They were trying to get a prequel going, I believe, but the funding for it is just not going anywhere.
Yeah, this movie's like what, 13 years old now?
2007?
Yeah, almost. Well, it's getting pretty close to... Yeah. I mean, I guess there's no statute of limitation for sequels these days, so...
Everything out by now.
But, Lovely Vernon himself ain't getting any younger.
Right.
Yeah. I think he's bald now, isn't he?
Yeah, pictures I've seen of him, he was. It kind of makes you wonder if it's just a hair piece he's wearing in this movie.
What, luring this woman that's interviewing the whole entire time into her death? Is that shocking? Right. You know, bed her and make her your child's mother.
Go into the orchard.
Can you imagine all of the spider's webs that she's walking through? That's the worst part of doing, you know, the nighttime walkings.
Yeah.
Oh, the fucking... I need a hazmat suit when I do shit like that.
Well, on this guy's IMDb, before the mask is still listed, still as in development.
I don't think it would ever get taken away. Then again, I don't really know.
Apparently, it has almost everybody returning, including Taylor, Doug, and Todd.
Well, that's good.
I know that...
Everybody's in their 40s.
Yeah, I really don't know.
That's right. You're supposed to eat everything that the apple gives you. You're supposed to eat that shit from the asshole up, stem and all. Look it up. Oh, looks like apple shit.
Meteor shit.
How does one survive an encounter with someone like
you? Can't tell you that.
I like her. She's a little spitfire.
So, how about it? Well, I'll never hang out with her.
Hang on every word. Everybody wants to know his response. Just run away.
Try to hide. Try to be a hero.
I'm not going to be able to get Scott Wilson back. That's for sure.
Yeah, unfortunately. Didn't even think about that.
Awkward kiss there. I'm telling you, something more going on.
Midnight.
Yeah, this is from The Shining.
Which looks awesome on 4K, I gotta add.
This grainy ass shit looks good on 4K?
No, it's Shining.
Ah, yes. You need to stay focused on your end, like your death.
My thing.
You're just overconfident or what?
Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah, I figured, Scott, you would enjoy that scene. There's a little bit of pathos there. Pathos? Ethos.
Thanos.
Aphasia. I mean, I would really be thankful if, like, after his little emotional scene, like, his first step was to get decapitated. Oops, what do we do now? And then she just takes over. Shit would be hilarious, because this dude is... He's a dork. I'm a terrible person. I judge this. This poor bastard is having a wonderful life experience, so much so it's brought him to tears of joy. I'm just judging him because he's happy about murdering people. What does that say about me? I'm such a piece of shit.
It's not like any of this is real.
Stop cutting the legs out from my bed.
It's just a movie. Goddamn.
It's just a bit. It's at the expense of your movie, yes. I'm enjoying myself. This is fun. This now is like that episode of Psych, Scott. With the dorm chicks, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I know you know what I'm saying.
I know.
See, he's saying things like I usually give them. He's talking in terms of this is my routine and my protocol as though I've done it before. This is why I keep asking, he's never killed anyone before? He's also lied about who he is so that he could come here and do this. I'm asking, he's never killed anyone before?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure it would be addressed in the prequel. If it ever gets fucking made.
So, how do you guys feel about this guy playing the Joker?
I don't know.
I wouldn't be opposed to it.
I mean, I don't know if I could say I could see him, but then again, I said the exact same thing about Heath Ledger, so...
Well, the only reason I bring it up is because he's got the makeup on and he's got the whole fucking persona going.
Yeah. Maybe like a more goofier type Joker, possibly.
Wait for the almost climax and go get him.
I mean, probably still better than Leto.
Oh, yeah, he's not nearly as just promising as Jared Leto. Oh, Jared Leto is amazing. You're absolutely right. That is the Joker. Yeah, I think you should, because that's why we're all here moving on. All right, so that What? Don't do that, you dumb bitch. That's going to get you killed. Come on, let's all settle down. We're all signed in for the same course.
Go now.
Go now. So now I have to kill you.
No. He's gonna send them away.
Interview's over. Still ended better than R. Kelly's interview. Nothing. You guys suck.
I still don't know anything about this.
I just think it's just as gruesome to bring that up. I want to piss in your food. Trip, trip, trip.
I'm just talking about that interview where he, like, went all fucking psycho.
Well, it makes you look back on everything that he's ever said or been in. Like, he always looks like a little suspect now.
I remember watching this on Halloween night years ago. Sometimes.
Just stab or move on. I just want to do this. I want to be evil.
And off he goes.
Ooh, listen to that thunder.
I mean, none of this ends well for any of these people. They all end up dead. I don't care how this movie ends, but this is the obvious nature of the incantation of this idea. The magic is they all die. Right on schedule.
What the fuck? I said turn it off. We cannot stand here and let this happen. Isn't that exactly what?
Well, yeah, that's why he escorted us out. Then let's go. Boom, breaks into actual movie, you know, cinematography, man. Overacting is awesome.
God. We built up his story.
We consider this for 1 second?
You saw what he's got set up in there. I mean, you really think the cat will be able to stop him? She's not the survivor, but she's 17, Todd.
Did agree to do this, not in a...
She's only 17!
Kelly. That dude has a lazy eye.
Well, your balls are lazy.
Yeah,
Yeah, I think it's a better idea to call the police. Policia.
Right, so you guys are faced with a decision. Do you stay and try to stop this? Or do you go?
Jake, what do you do?
I mean, I don't want to be slashed myself, but...
Take your time, justify, give me evidence.
He said they signed an agreement to not interfere. Do you stay or go?
Jake doesn't want to answer.
Oh, look. It's the supposed virgin girl.
Cowgirl. Get the fuck out!
Yeah, so apparently this chick was in the campaign. Shauna St. Croix.
Quiet. Jake still hasn't answered your question.
Shauna? The one that he fucking cheats on his wife with?
Yeah.
Todd's the big boy.
No, it's not Leslie Vernon. Leslie
Manners? Where is Lauren?
No.
There they go. It's the seller.
I'm a loan chick. It's short.
She's a little person. Okay, time to go. Guys, let's go. We're leaving. Honey, sit down. No, let's not sit down. We're leaving.
That or Kelly's really tall.
Again, this is all unless, you know, okay, so Jake's not going to answer. Fuck you. You know what he's going to do. Here he is talking. Stop talking shit. You know where he is. He's gone from the cellar. He's killed. He's gone up around and to the around back. He's gone around southwest of the house, and now he's looking down from a little fucking incline with two trees separating him. You know what he's doing. Anticipate. An ankle just take his shit out. Just slice his fucking. You know that thing that they got back there that connects your heel to the rest of your body. Fucking losers, these bullies. You got to cut them down to size, man.
You know, for a chick who knows she's pretty much in a slasher movie, she was standing pretty damn close to that window. I mean, obviously nothing happened, but it's just like I've seen enough. Slasher movies to know. Yeah, that ain't a good idea. Yeah, see, there he is. At the window. He's looking at you through the glass. Don't know how much time has passed. Oh god, it feels like forever.
Still don't want to answer, huh? Would you stay or would you go, Jake?
Yeah.
If you say there would be trouble. But you signed a document and you're a man of honor, so you would go.
They don't even have the cameras.
Okay, yeah, I would go.
Okay. All right, Scott, you got two honest answers, you fucking liar. What would you do?
I'd get the fuck out of there.
That was so mean. I'm the only one that would stay? You guys are just honest human beings. I appreciate you.
Dude, I would have left when he told me to. I would have wished him luck. I'd say, good luck, buddy. I'll see you. Hopefully never again. Get the fuck out of there.
I don't know. I just think he would have killed me long ago. I would have been either Todd or the other dude, and at some point I would have tried to just fucking bind him or fucking gut him, and he would have killed me because I wouldn't have been able to get that far.
Fuck it, dude.
So I don't know if you got my text earlier, Sean, but man, that's
I don't get texts. I don't get texts.
What is going on here?
Holy shit,
dude. Oh man, I'm stoned off my fucking ass.
Got him.
Yaddy.
Yeah.
That looks very similar to the mask that I wore when I worked at the haunted house in my area. It was super duper thick foam, and I chose it the second year because I kept getting punched in the face. Because when you pop up behind somebody like that, you guys, they turn around and swing at you. And it's fun. Put his heart in his hand. Good for you.
And somehow he's still living enough to look at it.
Oh.
Tires are slashed.
See, again, now, if you guys were with me, at this point, yes, we would be leaving. We'd be walking through the fucking woods. We'd be fine. We'd be all right because, you know, we would set up the ambush where we would use me as bait. No, it'd have to be Scott because Scott does not get the killer instinct. Jake, you would have to be hiding up in the tree and shit, man, with the fucking sharpened sticks ready to jump on the motherfucker. I would be hiding somewhere else.
Oh, you're not going to use your samurai sword like you say you usually would?
Where's the samurai? That's why I'm hiding. There's no samurai sword in this movie. I got you in a tree with a stick, man. I'm hiding.
Oh, so conveniently, when I'm involved, your samurai sword is nowhere to be found. I see how
I'm
it is.
I'm just saying, once again, if you had one motherfucker skilled like Ronin, okay, and that's how I'll make it easier for you to understand. If Hawkeye was in this movie post-snap, there would be no fear whatsoever, because the motherfucker would be cut in two by now. Am I wrong? Just saying.
He took the spark plug.
No, Jake, I wouldn't let you die, man. I'm just kidding. I would take care of that business. I'd be the rear guard. You guys would be running. I'd be holding them off. Like dude in fucking Predator on the bridge, cutting his fucking chest. I'm like, oh shit, this was stupid, and then die. Except I would live.
I'm guilty.
So the girl in the beginning, that the dark haired girl with the you know, the books and shit, look at the connection. She was just next time.
Thinks you're showing the signs.
You're not hearing me?
What's that? What do you say?
You know the girl in the beginning of the movie where they were watching her and she had the dark hair and she turned and made a connection like they're looking at each other and he freaked out. That was just for like, oh, next time.
What?
Yeah.
He's planning for the future. Still standing by the window, Jake.
I am sorry.
Crescendo. Easy, easy, easy. All right, go ahead. He set up the branch. He did that shit. We all saw it.
Now.
Wait, so if you get her, we're good, dude? Like, is that like a oh, nope, never mind. That, see, now that would have been some subtle fucking seven shit. Like, let me kill her and you can leave.
You get it?
Now live with it.
Now, we're part of this equation. I'll see you around. Nice summer.
Okay, Scott, that would be you.
Because I'm a bigger guy.
Well, because you're the first person who was like, I'm going to get the fuck out. Jake hesitated.
Yeah, and I wouldn't have left now. I would have left a long time ago.
Oh, wait a minute. Hang on now. No, he's the bait. Like I said, oh my God, you're the bait.
No, I would have been gone. I would have been by a fucking...
Ow. Oh, but... shit. Les, we were friends, bro.
Hit me. Look at me, Les.
And then you left me, Todd. You left me alone, Todd. I loved you once. Well, he gave Todd a clean death, though. I mean, it's just a quick broken neck. There was no slashing. There was no, you know, goring. It was just, you know, you're done now.
A respectful death.
Ooh, look at that vagina skirt. It's not like Jim Carrey trying to kill a cow on the side of the road.
Maybe Todd got away. A cow that wouldn't die.
Just would not die.
Fubar cow.
Did he say Fubar? Oh, all right, so Scott, you're dead. Jake, you're in the striped shirt. Me, I'm wearing a number 9 because I'm the asshole. You ever enjoy doing that? You're sitting around with a bunch of friends or whatever, you're watching a movie. Jake, you got it. You must have done this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, dude. You're so that guy. Look at you. Because you're smart and you're kind of fucking, you don't take shit.
Oh, yeah. Me and friends used to do it with pretty much every movie we watch, no matter the genre.
Does it ever get old? Do you sometimes get mad at each other?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
No, I'm not, you asshole. Like Cartman with, you know, Family Guy. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I had Ben Stiller as a child. Like, no, I don't like that fucking movie. I don't look like Ben Stiller.
He's got no virgin and Todd.
He's got no virgin and Todd. Always was. Always was. You guys, did the big shock happen yet? Or when I called it an hour ago? Please, just go sacrifice yourself. Let's scissor. Let's everybody scissor.
I think once we were...
What happens to me?
I think once we were doing it, I don't even remember what movie it was, but I called Bean the dog.
Cujo. I think we're doing Cujo.
Yeah. We haven't done Cujo.
I just think that Jake would be an excellent Cujo.
Rawr, rawr, bark, bark.
I think I would be a Cujo. Just because of how easily I can snap.
Do you find that young people say shit like that all the time, Jake?
Yeah, I guess so.
I know I said shit like that. Like, I just go white. I can't see anything. And then I wake up and I'm holding somebody's liver and hair. I don't know how I got it, but I'm just standing there. And everyone else is on the floor.
Upskirt once again.
See, he hockey fought him. He gave him that hockey fight. A hanging and a 15-foot fall. Maybe 20 feet. But he's fine.
I'm going to say 10 feet.
Undertaker.
Or Michael Myers.
Oh, yeah, that guy, too.
Michael Myers did it first.
I think you're right. Hi, Doc.
Where's the slide? It's gone.
Hey, you guys! Oh, different movie? Sorry. Different movie. Okay. He likes you, Jake. He didn't kill you. See, now you can watch this movie with your girl and be like, you know what, honey? We were podcasting. Dodd. Dodd is a very white man's name. Dodd. There's this great movie and TV show called Outsource. It's fucking hilarious. Dodd.
Didn't that last for like one season?
Yes, it did. I think it's still on Hulu, but I love it. It's fucking amazing.
What show?
It's called Outsourced. A guy who is like a fucking telemarketing whiz kid gets moved to India to build a fucking call center. And it's The Office in India. It's fucking great. It's actually not The Office in India. There was a version of that. It's a call center office in India. Version of The Office. You've got to, you've got to either go and hide in a specifically advantageous position, okay, where you go forward. Let's say you run in a straight line for 50 yards, and then you take a hard right, and you watch where you came from, but you also have a view of around that. It's complicated. I've never served in the military, and people know better than I do, but it's not that hard to serpentine patterns to begin with.
It's a little hard.
Well, yeah, you wouldn't need serpentine patterns because he's not, you know, throwing projectiles. I'd be doing some double backing and hard right, you know, running. Stamina, you know, got to get your cardio. That's rule number one in Zombieland, I think. Maybe two.
Cardio. Yeah. Almost a week away from part two.
So the first shot was a pretty good kidney shot. The head should be in his side. Take that axe handle and just start pounding away, sister. I believe double tap to the head is the rule we're looking. Okay, he's gone now, silently. Dum, 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 dum. It's a pretty, it's intense music. Hey, I feel like you knew this was going to happen, sweetheart.
The cider room.
So, look, I'm not trying to kill you. I'd like you, will you marry me? I just think we've got a really good relationship going. And, you know, you get me. Wait, is her name Amy?
What is it? Taylor.
Scott should have gotten that. I'm making jokes.
I really haven't been able to hear anything this whole time, so.
You haven't heard anything I've said? You've responded to everything I've said.
No, in the movie.
Oh, I see. Is it Wednesday?
Yes.
Oh, you're watching the David Arquette show.
Yeah. Since 8 o'clock.
It's not 8 o'clock, it's 8:05. It's 9:05.
I was about to say, it's 8 o'clock over here, but.
Oh, he got hit. Why wouldn't you grab the thing? You just hit him with the thing, and then you charge him with the thing again. And it's a headshot this time. Anyway, oh my God, that's exactly the mask. When I wore that mask, motherfucker would turn and swing on me. And it wouldn't hurt as much as normally it did. And then I just walk him out to the end of the fucking haunted house and be like, yo, security, take these motherfuckers out. They hit me. And they would do that. Oh, there you go.
Oh,
Wait, we're to believe what I'm about to say. And the world is left with wrath.
Barnett. She starts dousing everything in fucking gasoline.
It's kerosene.
Kerosene, whatever.
It's gasoline.
Flammable, either way.
Nobody likes me.
He already prepared for this, though, you remember?
Yeah, he's all inflammable and shit. Again, fuck the flames. He's locked up. Call the cops. Keep track of him. She's got a cute little booty. Every once in a while, I'm getting perfect surround sound from you, Jake.
That's not coming from me, man. My TV's on mute.
Could it be me then? Could I be watching signals?
I would guess weird. So. I mean, Scott's apparently watching wrestling, so.
Actually, I'm watching it on the other TV this time. So I have my little Bluetooth headphones going in my one ear, so that I got you guys in the other ear. Fuckers alive.
Jake, you made it!
I did.
See? He's just a fucking man. You guys ran away and shit. Fucking stand up to the motherfucker. Burn him alive. After crushing his skull in a cider press. That's all you need to do. That is very, very warm.
Oh, yeah.
That is hot. You can't get within, you know, millions of miles of the sun. Could you imagine how close they are to that thing? That shit is fucking hot. There's no comparison, I know. I'm just saying, hot is hot. Oh, what's up? We got some post-credit sequences, boys.
Yeah, we actually do have one this time.
what are you laughing about? What's so funny?
Infamous joke that
it's as though there's a reoccurring, you know, situation that we're calling back because somebody's a genius.
Say yeah, enough times it will come true eventually.
Law of large numbers.
All I can imagine is that fucking It's Always Sunny episode with Big Pete or Psycho Pete.
Psycho Pete is just a normal dude, man. With some medication issues. Run away.
I mean, this is the credit sequence. Should we just go with our thoughts anyway, Scott?
Anything fantastic happened during the post-credit sequence?
Well, you just wait and see.
Next...
It takes a while to get there.
It does take a while. There's 2 minutes left in this whole thing.
All right, Jake, you first, I guess.
Okay, so... maybe I gave this movie a best. I want to say I did, and I stick with it.
Alright, Sean, since it's first time watching it.
Why do you always giggle when it's my turn to talk, Scott? What do you expect me to say?
Something to the form of you angry?
I don't dislike this movie. It was interesting, but that's my problem. I don't like that I enjoyed it. It makes me very uncomfortable.
I don't like that I enjoyed this movie.
It speaks to, like I keep saying, the B base fucking layer instinct of look at me, look at me, look at me. You know, I know how to make you look at me. I can fucking, you know, destroy something. It's easy to kill. It's easy to destroy. It's difficult to create, which is interesting in and of itself because here's a fucking piece of cinematic film that was created by several teams of individuals to put this on screen to make me feel this way, you goddamn bastards. It's a pretty good movie.
I don't know what I gave it. I think I gave it a pretty damn good, and I think
I like how. Hang on, I like how like they completely blot out the body with you know fucking text, and then he's probably gonna be sitting up, right? Yeah, there he goes. Oh, just finish your words, Scott. I'm sorry, that was rude.
Well, I said I think I gave it a pretty damn good, and I'm going to stick with that.
Kodak Motion Pictures. Kodak, people. He didn't get up yet. Get up! There he goes.
The slasher down, man. And there we go.
2006, Behind the Mask LLC.
All right, now that it's officially over, that was such a piece of shit. Why did you make me watch that?
All right, so, yep, that was a Krauser episode. Hey, want to talk about some...
Yeah, at least we got one hopefully done this time.
Yeah, I've got two recordings going on, so one of them's got...
Happy birthday, happy birthday.
So, hey, got some thoughts? UnholyMofos@gmail.com or JakeTheSnake54 on Twitter.
I'm a brother on his...
Nope. FordPrefectX@yahoo.com.
Okay, here, remember his fucking email half the time. It's hilarious.
I check it all the time, I tell you. I'm on top of things with that particular email. Yeah, but please, you know, tell us what we've said that you agree with, and more, tell me what you disagree with. I like the fight.
Yeah, so until next Cryosphere, peace out.
Later, fuckers.
Deuces!